This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. I am here to help you focus on God for just a few minutes. Do you know that we need to have a mindset that is aware of God's presence in our lives at all times? But not only that, also we need to set aside some time just for nothing else than spending relational time with God, allowing Him to speak to us, and as He does, responding to Him from our own hearts, and obeying Him when He calls us to do something. And so, right now, we want to just go to a few verses in the Bible, and I hope in your heart and mind you are saying, God, what do you have to say to me through your word today? I want to hear from you, and I want to respond to you. Some of the greatest verses on God's love for us come from the book of Romans. First, there's a little section in Romans chapter 5 where it says, starting in verse 6, "While we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." And then the other passage comes from Romans chapter 8, where Paul says, starting in verse 35, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Well, do you see God's commitment to you? He loves you. He forgives you. He will spend eternity with you. Do you see what else is true here? God's love does not depend on your behavior. Isn't that so different from the love we find in this world? People love us if we are lovely, or people love us if we're nice to them, or if we've got something they want, if we're beautiful. But Jesus just loves us. You know, in that first passage it said we were helpless and sinners and enemies of God when He died for us. This passage in Romans 8 says nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. God cannot love you more than He does today, and neither can He love you less. God has chosen to love you now and every moment of your life. Listen, that doesn't mean that your relationship with Him is not affected when you choose to dishonor Him in your life. It is affected greatly. But He's always ready to restore the relationship and renew fellowship with you. Why don't you come to Him right now and begin walking with Him again? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.